Now, I was kind of aware that, you know, quite a few Australians suffer from back pain, but I was a little surprised to learn the depth of it. It's one of four of us. And treatments for back pain in Australia are costing actually almost $5 billion every year. And it's the main health condition that's forcing older Australians to retire from the workforce. Now, one of the popular therapies that's out there as a method of treating lower back pain is spinal fusion surgery. But apparently there's some evidence suggesting it's maybe not the best option for back pain sufferers. Now, Professor Ian Harris is with the orthopaedic surgeon team at the Uni of New South Wales. Professor, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, what is actual spinal fusion surgery?
Spinal fusion surgery is where one vertebra is fused to the other vertebra to make a solid bone so that the movement between the vertebrae is lost and becomes one block of bone.
Why is it such a popular treatment?
Well, it's used for many different things. So, for example, it could be used when people have a fracture or a dislocation of the spine. It could also be used if somebody has a tumour in the spine. But most often, it's done for degenerative conditions of the spine.
And, look, I understand that it's actually been on the rise, the rates of using it?
Yes, it's increasing for degenerative conditions. So it's often used in older people with back pain or other back conditions. And yes, the incidence is increasing quite a lot.
So why are we suddenly worried that maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be?
I think we're always worried about that. And in particular for back pain, where it's arguably not effective. And yet it's still commonly used. But there is a lot of disagreement amongst surgeons where some surgeons will use this technique for back pain and other surgeons will never use it for back pain. So there's a lot of disagreement in the surgical community about its effectiveness.
So why would it not be used? Why would it be used if there's so much disagreement, I guess?
It's like a lot of things in surgery. There's not a lot of evidence behind a lot of what we do in surgery. And so people do what they think works. And it's a bit like other forms of medicine, alternative medicine, even, you know, homeopathy or anything. If you see patients get better after you treat them, you tend to attribute that improvement to what you did, whereas a lot of people might get better anyway, or they might get better for other reasons.
Are there alternatives that would be, say, less risky than fusion surgery that people could be looking at instead?
Yeah, I'd say probably any alternative would be better than spinal fusion if you wanted to just look at risk. You know, exercise, physiotherapy, weight loss, analgesics, even cognitive behavioural therapies. You know, we can argue the effectiveness of these things, but it's difficult to argue that they're less safe than surgery.
So it sounds like you'd like to see maybe a decrease in the use of spinal fusion for back pain.
I'd like to see, personally, I'd like to see spinal fusion for back pain stop until we have evidence that it works. I think that we have the cart before the horse in a lot of things in surgery, because what we do is we do an operation that we think works and then we keep doing it and then it becomes popular and then we find out often decades later that it never worked. And I think it should be the other way around. We should be doing the research to find out if it works or not and then either doing or not doing the operation after that.
Look, Professor, we will leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.